Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer, and for Dick Helton and Vicki Moore, top local story. Church leaders should learn today what they need to do to finally bring their congregations back indoors again. This when the governor releases new guidelines. In fact, he's expected to lay out guidelines for the TV and film industry as well. KNX 1070's John Barrett is live with details.
Governor Gavin Newsom said he would release the requirements today that California's 58 counties need to meet to start filming again. The coronavirus has had a devastating economic impact on the film industry. Hollywood's largest union, SAG-AFTRA, though, has told its members not to return to work without getting its approval. The union wants safety protocols in place first. Jonathan Handel's an entertainment attorney. He's also a contributing editor at the Hollywood Reporter. He said with dozens of people on a set working so closely together and handling equipment, this is going to be tough.
The thought of needing to do that in a socially distanced way is almost stomach churning in terms of the effect that it has on the amount of time it takes to film and the resulting effect on budgets.
He points out that the big films only make it financially when they're shown in cinemas around the world, and no one's going to the movies right now. Meantime, church leaders are also looking for guidance on when they can reopen. The governor should lay out some rules and regulations today. A federal appeals court, though, has backed him in keeping churches closed for now. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez's officials are working really hard to reopen local Catholic churches very soon.
And we are making sure that everything is okay when we come back and celebrate the Eucharist together.
The Archbishop was speaking at the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels at a Mass carried online. He also had a word for important members of the church.
The priests are, as we all are, suffering a lot because they cannot be with you all, with the people of God.
And Catholic dioceses of Orange County and San Diego County have already unveiled plans to reopen churches by mid-June with a series of restrictions from mandating face masks to reducing drastically the capacity during services. There are now 9 industrial facilities in the city of Vernon that are reporting outbreaks of COVID-19. The largest is at the Farmer John Slaughterhouse, where 153 of the more than 1,800 employees have tested positive. The owner, Smithfield Foods, says they've put added measures in place to protect the safety and health of its employees. Freddie Agin, the director of the City of Vernon's Health and Environmental Control Department, tells KNX they are watching the situation closely.
Every day we want to make sure that the best practices are being put in place. And the critical thing we want to make sure is happening is if the employee do call in or they test a positive, that they get that 14 days to make sure that they get well and also to make sure they don't come back while they're still COVID positive.
Fewer than 25 employees have tested positive for COVID-19 at the other 8 facilities. Many retail stores and dine-in restaurants are back open in Orange County. OC Supervisor Lisa Bartlett tells KNX that both residents and businesses are very excited.
Well over 90% of retail owners and restaurants really want to open at this point. They want to get that Orange County economy jump-started again, and they want to get their businesses moving forward.
But you remind everybody that there are some strict virus safety rules in effect.
It is a strong recommendation by our public health officer at the County of Orange that whenever anyone goes out in public, they do wear a face covering. It's for their own protection and for the protection of those around them.
And the relaxation of the stay-at-home order proving very popular.
Dining rooms are back open in Orange County, and people can't wait to take a bite of normalcy. I found this couple walking around downtown Fullerton trying to choose a place to eat.
We are finally getting out and hoping to find somewhere to eat outside, preferably, because it's just tired of being home.
The owner of Les Amis tells me they've been open for a few days now with about half the seating, but also a patio outside.
We've been operating at 10%, so it's been very challenging. The last 2 days, we're back at about 50% for last night and about 60% the night before.
If you're wary around people not wearing masks, the indoor dine-in option may not be for you, because remember, people have to take them off when they eat. In downtown Fullerton, Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Two members of the Board of Supervisors would like the governor to allow individual communities in LA County to reopen as local conditions allow, instead of waiting for the entire county meeting the state's reopening criteria. Board also expected to consider the idea at its meeting tomorrow and whether it should formally ask state officials to make an exception for areas with fewer active coronavirus cases. The popular Eaton Canyon trails near Pasadena now closed. LA County officials say they were forced to shut them down because large crowds were not following social distancing guidelines. Neighbors also voiced concern because the parking lots are still closed, and that caused heavy traffic to clog up nearby streets. There's no word yet when the trails would reopen.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.